Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Despite the enormity of the Deepwater Horizon spill currently polluting the Gulf of Mexico and destroying the Louisiana coastline, BP's recent disaster is only the third largest spill on record. The first largest oil spill wasn't an accident, but a conscious choice made by Saddam Hussein in advance of American invading forces during the first Iraqi Gulf War. Iraqi forces in Kuwait opened the valves of several oil tankers in the ocean to hamper the invasion of American troops. The oil spill caused considerable damage to wildlife in the Persian Gulf, especially in areas surrounding Kuwait and Iraq. Estimates on the volume spilled usually range around 11 million barrels, or 462 million gallons. The slick reached a maximum size of 101 by 42 miles and was 5 inches thick in some areas. Despite the uncertainty surrounding the size of the spill, figures place it 5 to 27 times the size in gallons spilled of the Exxon Valdez oil spill off the coast of Alaska. The next largest spill was the 1979 Ixtoc 1 blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. Although considerably smaller than the Kuwaiti spill, the Ixtoc spill was a deep-sea platform like Deepwater Horizon just off the coast of Campeche in the Gulf of Mexico. In the initial stages of the spill, an estimated 30,000 barrels of oil per day were flowing from the well. In July 1979, the pumping of mud into the well reduced the flow to 20,000 barrels per day, and early in August, the pumping of nearly 100,000 steel, iron, and lead balls into the well reduced the flow to 10,000 barrels per day. Yet the well was not fully capped until nearly a year after the blowout originally occurred. Let's hope the Deepwater Horizon spill doesn't follow that same pattern. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.